Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, December the 23rd, 2025. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. It is Christmas Eve Eve. Christmas Eve Eve. How about that? It is getting close to the big Christmas day coming up on Thursday. And from what I understand, the weather is going to be extremely unseasonable. But for a lot of people, this makes them very happy that Christmas Day will be, I guess what we would say, kind of warm here in the Midwest. That doesn't happen a whole lot, although it has happened more in recent years than in the past. So here we go as we head into Christmas on Thursday. But as I said, today's Christmas Eve Eve. I'll tell you something interesting this morning. I was in the line this morning to get a large Diet Coke at McDonald's, and the car in front of me was from North Carolina. I was looking at the license plate, and only this time of year do you see cars in lines at restaurants and fast food places and things of that nature from other states, because people are coming in for the big Christmas holiday. It is something, the holidays are upon us, and we are all very excited, to be sure. Now, I do think we have a guest coming up here momentarily, so I want to have time to do that. But I do want to say that I last night, after the city council meeting, which I attended, I got all of my Christmas cards addressed and ready to go. They are in the envelope. I know this is kind of deadly late, but I do have them ready to go. They are in the envelopes. They are addressed. All I have to do is get some stamps and get these Christmas cards out, hopefully today, which I think still works, because as long as I get them out before the holiday, I think that still counts. You can leave them up, can't you, after Christmas, if they arrive after Thursday? Hopefully you can, because I think that's going to be the way it's going to be. But hopefully I'll be able to get the stamps and get those out today, and everybody will be filled with Christmas happiness who sent us a Christmas card here at the station. Now, let me see here. I think our guest should be joining us momentarily. But you never know. You never know with the way these things go from time to time. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to come back, hopefully, with our guest momentarily on WGH Talk. So we'll be back right after this short but important timeout. Maybe.
We're having fun every day on Now with Scott Spears. Just ask legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, 'cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there. How are you, Scott Spears? Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunnally, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Friday.
And we're back here on WGH Talk. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025, 19 minutes past the hour. And what is our temperature this morning? 42 degrees. You know, the temperatures that we have had as of late have been somewhat staggering to me. You know, last Monday, I believe, was the day I came in here, and it was like 5 or 6 degrees in the morning. And then we got up to around 15, 16 the next day. And then by midweek last week, we were up in the 30s. By Thursday, I think we were up in the 40s. Then we took a dip on Friday. We were back down to like 10, 15 degrees. And now here we are back in the 40s this morning. 42 degrees on this Christmas Eve Eve. Well, I hope everybody is ready for the big holiday. I know there's a lot of panic involved in this. You know, if you go out on the streets right now, or definitely during the evening hours, people are just all over the place. They are just absolutely all over the place when it comes to this big holiday because they're trying to get their last-minute Christmas shopping done. And that can be a bear for a lot of people. It's very interesting to watch. People almost have sheer panic in their eyes as they're out shopping for this particular holiday season. So the people are still out shopping. They're still panicked as always. And we'll see what happens as we get closer to Christmas. But you know, about 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve tomorrow, everybody does kind of slow down. The whole thing kind of slows down. And I guess we get ready for the big Christmas holiday on Thursday. I don't know if it really seems like Christmas this year or not. We talk about this every year. I think some years feel a little more Christmassy than others. I mean, we obviously have a lot of, we've talked about it here on the show, we have a lot of Christmas decorations in the studio. So it feels very Christmassy as you sit here in the studio. But I don't know, is this really a Christmassy Christmas season? I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure how most people feel. The weather is certainly different than it normally is here in the Midwest. Now, another thing that I think should be mentioned is that when Christmas falls in the middle of the week, I think it affects people's work week. You know, a lot of people have to go back to work on Friday when Christmas is on Thursday. So they really don't get a big break. And certainly people working in retail, people bring a lot of stuff back that maybe did not fit right or they did not want or whatever. Friday is a big return day, so they have to be at the stores on Friday. And they work right up through 5 o'clock, usually on Christmas Eve, selling all the gifts and things that need to be sold, last-minute Christmas gifts. Remember my last-minute Christmas gift suggestions, of course, are novelty socks. I still think novelty socks are a big one, as well as, you know, just something that most people like. Now, again, that can be a lot of things. That can be, a gift certificate I'm not against. Now, oddly enough, I am against the gift cards, but I'm not against the gift certificates. Because some people like to go and get a massage, or they like to go and get a manicure or a pedicure, or maybe they like to go and get a spray tan. You know, we have that next door here at the studio now. So I'm not totally against that because I think you are curtailing that toward the person you're buying the gift for. It's the gift cards to restaurants and things like that and stores that I think are a little ambiguous because I don't know that you necessarily are curtailing that for the person you're buying the gift for. I think that might be more just an easy way to get out of buying gifts. I don't know. That's just my opinion. It's the war against gift cards that I've had for many, many years here on the station. I should mention that we will not be live on Thursday morning. We will not be live on Christmas Day. We never have been. But repeats will be playing, so if you're up that morning and want to listen to WGH Talk, you can hear a classic interview that we've done in the past 12 years here. So we won't be live on Christmas Day, but we will be back on Friday. And Friday, Pastor Craig is going to rejoin us. He has not been with us in quite some time, live in the studio, but he's coming up for the holiday season and decided to spend Friday with us here in the studio. And we're very much looking forward to that. Now, tomorrow is our big Christmas Eve show. Now, over the years, we have done several different things on Christmas Eve. Now, I've said this in the past. One year we had the Salvation Army in here, the Knickerbocker family, and young Caitlin Knickerbocker played the trumpet. She played Christmas music on the trumpet. That happened one year. And then we had the Savage family in here one year, Paul and Glenna Savage. And Paul played the keyboard, some of his homegrown, home-written Christmas songs. We did that one year. One year, we just had fruitcake and eggnog. I remember that. And then we got into the tradition of the spiked eggnog, which was eggnog and moonshine. And we did that for several years with Charlie Evers and Glenn Coble. And Sean Kraft was in here for some of that, and Terry Tackett and some other people. Then we switched, and we had Carolyn Heimlich in here one year, the late Carolyn Heimlich, and she brought her keyboard in the studio, and she played live Christmas music in the studio on Christmas Eve morning. So we've done a lot of different things on Christmas Eve morning. Now, I don't know exactly what we're going to do tomorrow, but we're certainly going to have fun doing it. No matter what we do tomorrow, we're going to have fun doing it because it is Christmas Eve. And it's always fun to be in the studio on Christmas Eve morning. And I will tell you, there have been many, many years where on Christmas Eve morning, there's a lot of panic in the studio because a lot of people have not got their shopping done and they have not got their wrapping done. Now, as I said yesterday morning, I have not made any progress at all when it comes to this. Because yesterday I was working all day, and I went straight from work yesterday to city council last night. So aside from getting the Christmas cards addressed and ready to go, I really did not get anything else done yesterday. That was pretty much the extent of what I got done yesterday. So, I still have a gift that I need to pick up and put together. There's still a Christmas gift that I have not found yet, but I think I know where I can find it. I just have to go to the store. And then there's one other gift that I do have to pick up. So, I think I'm down to three. One has to be put together, but that's not a big, huge project. And then I have, you know, something interesting. I have these big gifts this year, and it would take a lot of wrapping paper to wrap them, but yet I think I should wrap them, even though people will tear through them in just seconds. So I'm still not really sure if I should wrap these gifts or not. You know, they're in a room at my house, and Santa dropped them off a few days ago, and I still have not wrap these things because it's going to take a lot of wrapping paper to wrap them. And a matter of fact, the gift that I still need to put together will take quite a bit of wrapping paper. So there's a lot of stuff going on here as we head into the Christmas holiday. Well, I'm not sure if our guest is going to join us or not this hour. Where are we? 27 coming up on 28 minutes past the hour. That's okay. I should mention I was in the line this morning at McDonald's. And I am so thrilled. You know, this is the biggest Christmas gift you really could get, that after a week of no fountain drinks, that McDonald's has reinstituted their fountain drinks. So I am very happy with that. That's one thing I can say that is a very happy and very exciting Christmas gift on my end, to get the fountain drinks back at McDonald's. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, if anybody's out there this morning and has a question about anything or would like to talk about anything, feel free to buzz in, and if I hear from our guest, we'll get them on. If I don't hear from our guest, I guess we won't get them on, but the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, that's 740-383-9944. 383-9944. Feel free to buzz in this morning and give your opinion on anything. Now, I should say that last night was a city council meeting. It was kind of an interesting city council meeting. It was the last city council meeting for Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff. I believe Ayers served 20 years. And from what I understood last night, Jason was somewhere around 15 or 16 years. But they both had their last meeting last night. Really didn't say anything about it being their last meeting. Now, Aaron Rollins did say a little bit. He said he'd learn from them and he was sorry to see them go, which I thought was a very classy move. Bill Dichtel, who'd only been there a few weeks, filling the spot vacated by Mike Neff a couple months ago, he wanted to thank the people of Marion for letting him serve and talked about his love for the Marion community. So those will be the three changes that we will have next year as Bill Dichtel, Jason Schauber, and Ayers Ratliff vacate their council seats. What else could you say about last night's meeting? It, you know, they're still trying to pass this quarter budget. I think they're going to do it on January the 1st. But it seems as if during the course of the meeting last night that there's a lot of pressure being put on them by the auditor of state. Because every time someone suggested a change to the budget before it is passed on January the 1st, people seem to not want to do that. And basically the reason seemed to be the auditor of the state told us to do this and this is what we need to do. And it was even brought up at one point that people were trying to throw monkey wrenches into the... was it monkey wrenches or wrenches? I can't remember. They were trying to throw wrenches into the budget plan so the auditor of state would not pass it. I don't know if that's what's being done last night, but it certainly was being talked about at one point. Ayers Ratliff wanted to reinstitute the money for nighttime transit. He wanted to reinstitute the money for Downtown Marion Incorporated, and he wanted to reinstitute the money for the economic development position. Now, they did vote to reinstitute the money for transit, nighttime transit. So, at this point, the way the meeting was left last night, I guess nighttime transit will continue at this point because it is going to be funded for a quarter of the year next year. But as far as Downtown Marion goes, there were a couple people last night who spoke out for Downtown Marion, but that did not pass, and we did not even get to the economic development position. That was just kind of thrown to the wayside after the Downtown Marion amendment did not pass. So that's the way it went last night. There seemed to be a lot of confusion there for a lot of reasons. So, you know, that was what it was. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, can you hear me? I had to punch the wrong button or something here.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, my volume is down a little. Let's see if I can get it up here a little.
Uh-oh. I think we lost our caller there. Maybe we'll get him back here momentarily. We can only hope here this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And hopefully we'll have a big show tomorrow morning. Again, I hope the Christmas Eve show will be good. I've talked to a few people about coming in tomorrow morning, and as I said, every year we've had a pretty good Christmas Eve morning show, so I hope that happens tomorrow. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think I got it corrected. I always like to have a little trouble because it seems like I don't. You have all the troubles on the communication sometimes.
I know. So, you know, I think it's because voices were not meant to fly through the air like they do.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I just got a question to ask. Scott, did you ever play any kind of musical instrument at all, you know, from a harmonica clear down to just beating a couple of drumsticks together, your rhythm thing or anything? Have you ever done any of that in your life?
You know, I never did. I never had any musical talent.
I haven't had any either. And did that ever bother you in your life? And when you're around a lot of people, especially in your show business stuff, you've been around a lot of talented people that done that. And Carolyn Heimlich, I didn't know until you said it this morning. I thought you played that old piano there on Prospect Street, and I thought, boy, she was a good pianist, but she brought her own in.
She did. So, she brought her own keyboard in. I think that was the Christmas of 21, I believe.
Yeah, she could hammer the ivory on that one, all right. You know, do you have any idea what, has Adam still got that property up there on Prospect Street, and does the old piano still in there, or was it there when you acquired the studio there?
Yeah, Adam, I believe, still does have the property, but we didn't have a piano at that studio.
On Prospect Street?
No, not on Prospect. No, we had one in the mall in both locations, but we never had one on Prospect Street.
Well, you know, how could my mind ever fail me like that? I would have bet any kind of money that it was on Prospect. Maybe in that area where I thought was a piano there, maybe that's where, and I think a well-known member, and I don't want to mention his name, but he laid at rest there quite often. Was that a big, long couch, maybe?
Yeah, yes, there was a big, long couch there, and he did take many a nap on that couch, yes.
Yeah, okay. But I thought, sure, you had one in there. But getting back to the councilman, you know, I worked on the railroad for 20 years, and I worked at Whirlpool for 20 years, and I've been retired 22 years, and I get Social Security. And I thought, well, you know, that isn't bad for moving around for certain reasons and coming up. But how about the council people? I didn't know that a couple of them there, like, been there 20 years. Do they get any benefits or anything?
Yeah, I think the public employees benefit fund, they'll get that, but I don't think they can collect that until they're a certain age.
Oh, is it good? Okay, that's what I was wondering. I thought, well, 20 years of service like that, and if there wasn't a union or nothing like that in on their part, now I know there is other unions in the city, but I thought, boy, they ought to get something, because that was a lot of dedication. I don't care if you're only there for a half hour, 45 minutes, or maybe 3 hours, or a time element to fluctuate, but they're sure entitled to something. So I just saw you didn't get your connection on the special guest, and we're going to have a quiz and just kind of figure out the rest of the morning, and we can call in and win a prize, Christmas prize or something, who we thought was going to be the special guest.
Well, that could be a, well, right now I'm waiting to hear from them. Now, maybe they'll be on next hour. I hope we can still get them in here. But
oh,
if not,
you said the word them, so more than one.
Well, no, it is just one. It's one.
Oh.
How would you say that if it was I hope that we get they on the next hour?
Well, just plain out, I've got a special guest coming in, so that would be one, right? Wouldn't it? Is this a special guest?
It would be, but if I was saying I hope to still get them on next hour, how would you say that if it was just one person?
Oh. You know what? You're the English guy. And,
I know. I think it'd be they. I think
you went to college and stuff like that. You
I
put
did.
Me on the spot. I beat up the English language, and I don't know how I ever did. When I was younger, they said, you got a brogue, like, you talk a little fast, and you got a brogue, are you from New York? And I thought, boy, I took that. Oh, man, they thought I'm from New York. That's an important state, you know, New York. And I was kind of happy, you know, that they thought I was a New Yorker. But today in New York, the only thing I could ever remember in New York, really, it was a big city, and it was bigger than I thought. And New York, New York, that was different than just New York, and so on and so forth. But I was just going to ask one quick one before the holiday come around for New Year's. I ask you if you ever thought about, or is there any talk in Marion what they're going to do New Year's Eve around here, because it slips up on you, and, you know, you might just kind of like to get prepared for something if they did.
Well, it's interesting. For many years, they did the downtown ball drop, but I do not, I don't believe they did that last year, and the downtown Marion people were at the city council meeting last night because of the talk of funding downtown Marion, and I have not seen any advertisement for anything.
I'll be darned. And there was a banner put up, and then it was taken down, but then you're going to say something about a banner. In my lost memory of things like that, was the banner, is that banner still up you was talking about? I forgot and didn't hear any more about the banner. You're just going to tell us what it did say, and then if it took down, if they have taken it down, and if it, I thought maybe you was on, maybe that was a message sent to the public just on banners anymore. From,
well, you know,
coming into Marion and going out of Marion, what would be the banner if you come into Marion and didn't like it? And going out, what would that banner say?
Well, I think the banner, if I remember right, I think the banner, they took it down, and then there was nothing up there for quite a while, but then I think they put the one up after several weeks for the Christmas lights over at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but I will tell you this. We have not talked about this on the show, but has anybody noticed that the Del Taco shut down here in Marion?
Oh, no, I don't get out as much here in the winter months and stuff, and then those two snowstorms, and I mean, that was kind of bang-bang, and I thought, you know what, I just like it here in the cold temperatures. I thought, you know, Teddy, you've always been an outdoor guy, and I go outdoors every day, because I love to breathe the air and stuff. I do something. You can't keep me inside yet, but I don't get out as much. No, wonder what the reason for the taco being down.
You know, it's interesting because they did not have a big going out of business sale or anything that I'm aware of, but I passed by there about 2 weeks ago, and I noticed that the lights were off during what should have been business hours, and I thought, well, I wonder if they had some kind of people maybe didn't show up for work or something broke, and the lights have never went back on, and I think they are out of business.
Let's refresh my memory. I know we got that one down here in the south of town. Now, the other one is one out on 95, isn't there?
Yeah, it's the one out on 95 right next door to Perkins.
Yeah, and is that the only two we got, or is there another one around that I really didn't know about?
Well, I think that's the only Del Taco we have. We have a couple Taco Bells, but only one Del Taco.
Yeah, and that's what the other thing. Well, what's the difference between the one down here and the end of town that I run around in? Is that just plain Taco or Del Taco, or how you do? I never paid that much attention, Scott.
Well, Del Taco, I think they had a more diverse, like you could get a hamburger at Del Taco, and you could also get some kind of taco. But Taco Bell, I think, sticks pretty close to just tacos and
okay,
burritos
yeah.
and things like that.
One of them, I really like the taco salad, but they don't have that anymore. One of them, would that be just plain the taco? They kind of change your menu and cut it off, and you don't get it no more, you know, and they don't come back. But McDonald's or something, they have the teaser, you know, they get you, and then they come back and forth and stuff like that. But, well, I've jabbed enough, but I haven't made much headway on anything. But I was just checking on about you being playing an instrument or anything.
No, I never did. Yeah, and I will tell you, I have always been jealous of people who could play an instrument or sing, because I can't do either one of those things.
Well, and that's coincidental, because I always told Carol in our married life, I said, you know, I always admired singers, entertainers, you know. I mean, buddy, After I just thought that was just part of life, you know. But no, they put lots and lots and lots of work. The big time, you know, the old ones, the Sinatras and all that. And I told Carol, I said, you know what? If I was going to wish upon a star to be something, I'd like to have been an entertainer. But, you know, after I found out about entertainers, that's a tough, tough, tough life. And, boy, there's a lot of bad things that happen in entertainers, you know, that they fall by the wayside with the use of other substances and stuff like that and this and that. But, boy, when they die of old age, kind of puts a tear in your eye when they're gone, doesn't it, Scott?
It certainly does, because their voices are just otherworldly. It's something.
And the actions and all the things they do and this and that. Did you watch any TV last night?
I didn't get to watch much because I was at the city council meeting.
Oh, that's right. Daggone, I'm sorry about that. They had something on there, and Carol and I sat there and watched it with her. I said, I'll sit here and watch this with you. And it was something about in Paris, over Paris. Somebody else listening might fill me in and get something. I told Carol, I said, Carol, I sat here for about a half hour, and I said, all I see is these same woman that gets up, and then a commercial, and then she comes back, and she got different outfits. I mean, this place was really big-time dresses, and just a few the cameras would shoot, but the cameraman kind of went on the really, really a tricky guy. And he come in on the clevis part of this woman. And, boy, she showed what she had, and she was proud of him, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So I thought, well, you know, if Scott was home or anything, you get rerun on your TV or something, you might have a real good comment on that show also. But I'm sure somebody else watch it, but I don't watch much TV. I get my rest so I can get up and listen to you, Scott, in the morning.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. And I got to tell you here, I was rushing around here this morning. I got to the studio a little later than I normally do. And there was somebody outside who dropped off. I think this is a Christmas gift. And I have not had a chance to open it here, so I'm going to do that here on the air. We might take the phone call here and come back to this. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
On Christmas Eve.
That's right. And Eve is very busy.
Well, I think everybody's very busy. As I was driving to city council last night, I think everybody and their uncle was out shopping.
Wow. Wonder what happened to their aunts.
I think the aunt stayed home. They said, you know what? Let the uncles go do it this year. I'll wrap.
So the aunts were there tending their poinsettias.
Well, you know, I'll tell you. Now, let's get into this for a second. If you go to a florist, and I hate to disappoint people here who like to say poinsettia, but if you look at what do they call that? The tag that is in the poinsettia, it's clearly poinsettia, if you look at it. P-O-I-N-S-E-T-T-A. There's no way you could pronounce that poinsettia.
Well, it would blow your mind what the Chinese call them.
What do they call them? Well, there you go.
Correct that,
Well, so they are, I hate to break it to you can call them poinsettias, but they are poinsettias. And if you ask the florist, they will tell you that. And the thing on aunt is that if it was aunt, it would be A-N-T. There's no grammatical rule in English in which a word has a U that is not pronounced, especially the second letter in a word.
Well, that's your English lesson for today, boys and girls.
It is. Poinsettias from your aunt. If you get a poinsettia from your aunt, you can pronounce it right.
Well, you want to know what happened to Taco?
Yeah, what happened to Del Taco? What happened to Del Taco?
Well, I don't know how rumors get started. This is what I heard. ICE came in and raided them.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
That's what I heard. So
I'm sorry to hear
that.
I don't
know how true it is, but no, the market, I think, was just saturated, and whoever got the franchise made a big mistake.
You know what's interesting about Del Taco is there was a lot of hoopla when it opened. They spent a lot of money renovating that spot to get the proper plumbing and sewage there to run a restaurant.
If I recall, it wasn't a renovation. It was a scrape rebuild from the ground up.
Right, right. They got rid of it. Used to be Radio Shack was there, and then the U.S. Gold was there. So they had to put a lot into making
that place. There was probably $10, $15 million sunk in.
Oh, easy, easy. And it took them forever because of the plumbing work that they had to do under that place because it wasn't a restaurant before. So,
well, it was a restaurant.
The Home
before.
Cafe, right?
Home Cafe. God. It was something, way back, like in the 60s. I can't remember it.
Martha Dowse's sister ran it. Martha Dowse's sister ran it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I can't, because she owned the land for many years. And I can't remember, it wasn't Home Cafe, that was George's. What was that place called? Because Martha Dowse's older sister, Grace, she ran that place when it was a restaurant. Then when that closed, she kept the property, I think, right up until, she might have still owned it when she passed away a few years ago. Gosh, I cannot remember what it was called. Isn't that terrible? God, what was that place called?
I just remember as a kid growing up, my grandma, we went there, I don't know, for lunch, I think it was. And I remember they had, like, they weren't, I guess, rattan, you would call it, kind of blinds, the ones that you pull and they curl up. That kind of a thing.
It was some kind of a diner, a cafe diner. Boy, that's terrible.
Something like that.
Yeah, I can't believe I can't remember that. That's terrible.
Hey, city council.
Yeah, city council last night.
Can't believe it. They're still wrestling with jobs and economic development. If we have the money, we're going to do it. But, we don't have money. I blew it all on car wraps and rebranding Marion.
Well,
did you get the email I sent you?
I did. Let people know what you did, and have you gotten a response?
Not yet. But I was watching council, and it came up, the discussion with economic development, etc. I have a team, and I call it Challenge Productions for a reason, because everything we do is a challenge, and we meet the challenge so far. But I have a team of people willing to take on economic development gratis. All they need to do is provide an office, telephones, and a little bit of a budget for travel, etc. And just to run the office and keep it going in that, I think if the city can put $10,000 in and the county put $10,000 in, we would do it probably for a good 18 months to get traction. And once we got traction, once we got things cooking, then remuneration for the efforts. But there is a distinct possibility that we could achieve in 1 year to 16 months, 18 months, more that was accomplished in the past 10, 11 years of the previous economic development, because the team has major connections, has a major network, and capabilities far and above. And that's more than what I understand is being talked about now with one person running the whole show, which is an exercise in futility. Why do they think, and it's just so far it's rumored, hasn't been formally announced, but how can anyone expect one person to do something when for the past 10 years two people were at the helm and they had the board of directors that never really achieved anything of significance at all?
Well, you know, it's...
That's the proposition, you know, a fraction of the cost, and yet, well, just for instance, I know several of the people in consulting are $200 an hour.
Right, but I think at this point they believe, I think it was said last night at one point, that even though they won't have an economic development director, that EVI in regional planning and that people in the administration who have been doing it all year, because we really haven't had one for most of this year, will continue to do it next year. So even though...
But you fail to realize one thing. What is zero times zero?
Zero times zero, zero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So those people who allegedly have been doing economic development, share some results with us. Give us some news of hope.
Well, I think a few weeks ago, and I don't remember what they were, they did rattle off a few things that had happened in the last year. They were just kind of thrown out there at a meeting. It was nothing gigantic, but it was some economic development.
Well, that's like the mayor audaciously stating at one of the council meetings, I know more about city government than anybody here. Oh, yeah, sure. No, it's been stagnant. I seriously doubt. You know, let them show their work. Again, let them give the community hope.
Well, on this note, are you ready for Christmas Eve and the big holiday coming up?
Well, I'm depressed because Santa said, you know, some things are just impossible.
Now, I tell you,
or are not possible.
I'm excited about tomorrow's Christmas Eve show because we have the possibility of several different things happening. Now, it could very well be that I'll be sitting in here alone tomorrow. Now, that could happen, but there are about, which I can't confirm any of them because none of them are written in stone yet, but yesterday I talked to about four different people who are all definite maybes on making this a really, really great... one of them's bound to show up. And maybe all four. Who knows?
That's the makings of a wish sandwich.
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
You eat the bread and you wish you had some meat.
Well, I don't want to give any of it... I will tell people after the holidays if it doesn't happen, but I don't want to give it away if it is going to happen, because I haven't got a no yet from any of them, which is a good sign, because it's the day before now. But one of them is a person who has been in here on Christmas Eve before, and their situation has changed this year, so it makes it possible for them to do that again. Actually, two of the people are in that boat, I should say. And then one of them is somebody who's never been in on Christmas Eve, but because of the weather and the situation this year, might be coming in on Christmas Eve. And then the other one I'm really excited about, because this is something that we did during the Christmas holiday for many, many years, but have not done in several years because of just schedules and things, but that might be a possibility for the first time in probably 5 or 6 years, maybe even longer than that.
Are you talking Wednesday or Thursday, Christmas Eve?
Tomorrow. We're not here on Thursday.
Okay. Well, Wednesday is Christmas Eve. That's right.
Right.
Thursday is Christmas.
Right. It'd be tomorrow.
But now, and that's your 8 to 9, 9:15 to 10.
Well, actually, we're here tomorrow from 8 until noon because we don't do Thursday. So we add 2 extra hours tomorrow.
Okay. Gee whiz. You know, it's always kind of been a tradition to only have alcohol after noon, you know, after 12.
Oh, no, we did it in the morning at the Ohio Health Building. That was the last time we did that. With Glenn. We did it 1 year with Glenn, and that was 10 to noon in the morning. And then we did it, the last time we did it with Charlie was 2019 up there, the year before he passed, and that was 10 to noon in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, like they say, it's happy hour somewhere.
It certainly is. It's certainly eggnog and moonshine.
There might be a possibility of some eggnog and moonshine, courtesy of the Industrial Channel.
Well, we'll be here 8 to noon. Feel free. That would be great.
8 to noon.
8 to noon.
Well, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If that were to become a distinct possibility or actually happen, what time would it be best to make that happen?
What kind of time frame were you looking at? Did you want to do it?
I don't. It's up to you. You know, tomorrow. Hey, you know.
You know what? Let me get you a.
Send me an email.
Send you an email as soon as I hear from, because I would want one of these people to definitely be here for this. So let me.
You would want number one. You would want at least a few people there to share in the, what's the word, viviality?
Yes, the holiday spirit. Let me check and see when they're going to be here, if they can, and I will shoot you an email.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Better tomorrow.
Better tomorrow. All right, and to a better break, which is coming up here. Well, maybe we'll have the libations back, another Christmas tradition, tomorrow morning. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Little Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. That's about all I remember.
That's all you need to. The one and only, the amazing. The one of a kind. Iconic. A treasure. A treasure. Pat Carroll. I love you to death.